Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse the Planet is here. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast. We got a great show today. It's actually a three-parter, and it's entitled The Panoramic View of the Vision. You know, God's not focused on where you are. He's looking at where you're going. Think about that. Can you see it? See, that's what I mean by vision, boy. It's a wonderful word. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now, that's a vision to get the world saved and to create the human race. Let's go into part one of the panoramic view of the vision. Call a friend, tell them, get on, put that television on and take some notes. This is going to be revelation knowledge to you, and your vision will come to pass in the process. Watch this. In Genesis chapter 13, I want you to go with me, if you don't mind. And I want to go to verse 1. And Abram went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. I would just like to know what Lot's mama was thinking when she named that boy. You think she had real estate on her mind? Why would you name a boy Lot? Who knows, you know? But Lot was a nice guy. Verse 8, Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we may be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you depart to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes. That is a connection to that. That's flesh. Lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered. Verse 11. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. And Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, or like some people say, Canaan. That's how they say that in Jerusalem. And Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Notice he pitched his tent toward Sodom. Next time you hear about Lot, he's in Sodom. See, you always start out, you're going to wind up being in a place you don't want to be. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, verse 14 is where I want to get to here. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him. If you're going to understand the panoramic view of vision, you better check your staff. And if they're not thinking the way you think, it's time for separation. Because they will hinder what God wants you to do. Notice God waited until Lot departed from him. Not that you dislike people. No, you don't. You love people. But notice that in verse 14, and Lot said, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that the Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, north, south, east, west, the panoramic view of the vision. So when I go to New York, that's east. And I preach for a guy named Frank Centauri, who I just really love. And blessings of the Lord. But you see, he'll enhance my vision, but I'm enhancing his because I'm looking toward the east. Because my vision is his vision. His vision is mine. All ministers that are doing something for God, they either live in the north, the south, the east, and the west. I went south to Andres. His vision. I should see his vision just like I see my vision. When I go to California, that's west, and I preach for Nancy Dufresne. Her vision is my vision. My vision is her vision because we're one camp made up of many different colored tents. And this is how you get Jesus to come. He's not coming for a certain tent. He's coming for his camp. He wants them all. Now let me read that again so you'll get it, that verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Well, I'm the seed of Abraham, so I should own stuff in the Middle East because that's my covenant, the seed of Abraham. So I'm actually been put into the Jewish race. And I had a friend of mine, I do some business with some Jews, and I really like them. I love the Jewish people. If you don't have any Jewish friends, get some. They're very good with finance. And I had a friend of mine, and he said, Jesse, are you going to try to convert me? I said, no.
He just looked, he said, why not? I said, well, I wish I could, but I can't. Even God can't convert you without your permission. He said, I never thought of that. And I said, do you know I'm Jewish? He said, you Jewish? I said, yeah, I'm adopted. I'm in the family. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. He couldn't get over that. I said, I am, because I'm the seed of Abraham. Now, I told some people this, and I want you to write this down, and I'm going to say it a little slower so Sharon can write it down. Sharon's one of my my boss. She's on the board of directors. Every part of the vision is a time frame of your destiny. Every part of the vision is a time frame of your destiny. Faith is not only to possess a vision, but to be possessed by it. Let me say it again. Every part of the vision is a time frame of your destiny. Faith is not only to possess a vision, but to be possessed by it. So when I look to the north, south, east, and west, the reason why I pray, I am believing in all your visions, even though you're at my visionary conference. That's why I've never changed the message. I just do different avenues. So if you're in Houston and that's west of me, I'm behind you, Jerry. Just the way it is. There's no other choice because we're CJ, you kind of a little east of me, and I'm part of that, see? And Andre's not that I haven't met you. I mean, I'm part of East London, South Africa. So when I see that, when I go to the Brother Cassie's church, I went up there, and that would be kind of north of me in a sense going up this way. I'm part of that because, you see, I can't separate myself. And Brother Copeland and I believe, and they believe in God for some of the most amazing amount of finance because so much needs to be built. So I'm a part of that. And he's a part of me. And we've been preaching 34 years and we've never struggled with each other. We don't fight. Now he tells me what he thinks and I tell him what I think and that's fine. But you know, we're one mind, one accord. And I really believe if everybody would do what I'm saying tonight, Jesus would have already come. So I'm tired of being Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel, Assemblies of God, Church of God, a prophecy in Christ, Mennonite, Amish. You know how confusing that is to the Asian mind? I mean, how many kind of Christians you have? One. That's why I don't believe in black. I don't believe in white. I don't believe in brown. I don't believe in yellow. I don't believe in red. I believe in the human race. Because, you know, we're all interchangeable inside. That's amazing to me. Dex is a great friend of mine, and I didn't know he was black till he told me. Yet my heart will work in his chest. His wife's lungs will work in mine. We're interchangeable inside. How come we're not interchangeable outside? Because we're looking at the color of the tents. Do you see what I'm saying? When it's wrong, you're a human being. God created man after his image and his likeness. So let me say it again. Every part of the vision is a time frame of your destiny. Faith is not to possess a vision, but to be possessed by it. I live, eat, and breathe vision. I am a vision specialist. When you tell me I can't do something, you just told me I could. When the Bible says I can do all things through Christ. And I love a challenge. I don't care if it's hard. That's what makes it great. Because it's hard. What makes something very valuable? Because it's rare. And it's precious. If you, when we finish the service, if you'll go and look at all this stained glass back there, this was a gift that Kathy and me gave to Covenant Church. That's hand-painted stained glass. That comes from people from Europe. See, that's regular stained glass right there. And that's good stuff, but it's not like that. Oh, no. And I was looking for somebody, and the man that did this for me was in the Holocaust. He had this tattoo on his arm. And what was his name? Stan. He said, my name is Stan from Poland. And I was looking for that European touch because it's almost a lost art. But he did it for me. And the reason why they did all these things, because people couldn't read in those days, so they would paint pictures. That's how Michelangelo did what he did and all the statues. You thought they're just trying to worship the statues? No, because they couldn't read and write, so they had to show them something to understand what the Bible, because they weren't allowed to read the Bible because the Bible was not in their language. You see what I'm saying? So they were doing everything they can. Now, you know, sometimes people have you know, worship statues, which is crazy. All it is marble and stone or brass or bronze or whatever, or gold, whatever you make it out of. But so when I had this done, and he said, you're going to give it as a gift. And that's very expensive. I said, yeah. And then when I see it, they said, but you don't have no windows in this building. There's not one window in this building. How come the light's on? I just built a box and put the light behind it. You see what I'm saying? See, if you really want to understand a church, you got to go inside to see the light. You go outside, the stained glass is not shining. You go inside when the light's hitting it from that. You see, that's what the vision should be. So I tell people all the time when I see them, what are you believing for? What is your vision? Write this down. Vision moments come when our best powers are tuned and alert to quick response. Vision moments come when our best powers are tuned and alert to quick response. That's why God said, Abraham, after Lot got out of it, look to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Quick response. Do it now. Because he's got Jesse the Planet on his mind. And I'm thousands of years in the future. But God sees me and knew I would get born again. Do this. See, that's destiny and destination. Let me say it again. Vision moments come when our best powers are tuned and alert to quick response. Now, the reason why I'm believing God for these satellites, and I said it so many times, I've had people get mad at me. How much money is it going to take to shut your mouth? I said, $6,364,000,000 and change. And let me tell you how I got that vision. Now, remember, when you hear the word vision, you got to think partnership. They're synonymous. Or if you hear partnership, you should think vision. They're synonymous. The Lord woke me up at 2:30, quarter to 3 in the morning. He said, go outside. I said, God, it's dark. He said, I know it is dark. Go outside. So I said, okay. Kathy hate these. Oh, Nancy, I want to thank you for buying me some fine pajamas. Yeah, she bought me some pajamas. You know. Nancy, they're so sweet. Because the kind I had, you have to hold them. If you turn them loose, they fall down. You just got to hold them. I mean, they're rags. I love them. Kathy, I hate them things. You ain't wearing them. I like them. You wear what you want, I wear what I want. Well, boy, she got me something good. Nice, nice. Watch this. So I walk outside. Now it's 3 o'clock, but that time it's 3 o'clock in the morning, because I didn't want to go outside at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, look up. So I'm doing this. See, I'm about ready to get an illumination of a revelation that will produce a manifestation. And he said these words, no one owns space. Whoever gets up here first. Oh, I said, whoa, what? I said, satellites. Yes. I said, they cost a lot of money. He said, I got a lot of money. I said, then we ain't got a problem. No. See, that was a vision moment. And I quickly grabbed that. Look up. No one owns space. So we begin to have a conversation. Me and the Lord talking about these seven low orbit, seven high orbit. And I've had the $6 billion in my hand. And the Lord told me to walk away from it because the contract wasn't right. Because I want to build something that no one can take the gospel off the air. I don't care if YouTube and what they call it, Meta or Facebook or whatever the name are, they can do what they want. We got that. They can't stop a thing. No one owns space. And then I said this question, you'll love this. I said, how do you see me? And it was a clear night, Terry. He said, you see the stars? I said, yeah. He said, my light is in Christians. And all of a sudden, I said, look what this one, it barely blinks. He said, that are those that just are churchy, but they're not in the fold. There's some burning bright. He said, that's those that are faithful. Then I saw one went, whoo, like, you know, like a falling. I said, what is that? He said, that's them Pentecostals. They leave tails of fire as they go. I got a revelation right there. I said, Lord, I'm going to preach on the stars. And then he said, remember, no one owns space. Whoever gets up here first, my business mind went to work. Got a hold of NASA. I said, how much money it costs for a good satellite? And he said, about $500 million. They're going to last 20 years. You got a lot of space dust. I said, how much does it cost for you to fly it up and set it in? $100 million. I said, that's $600 million. I need 7 low orbit and 7 high orbit. I'm not going, oh, man, that's just too much. I don't know. No, no. See, I'm seeing the panoramic view because these things will go north, south, east, west with your vision on it, my vision on it. No one's going to own it. It belongs to God. That's what they're mad about. It cannot be sold. That's my stipulation. Because they want to sell it, build it up to about $60 billion, $70 billion, and then do the golden parachute and bail out and take the money and go to the next thing. You've seen it happen on Wall Street all the time. And I got to thinking, I said, my God, man, yeah, no one owns space. Now, Elon Musk sent up 156 satellites so he could help you on your Wi-Fi. But they have been trying this for years, and they can't get it because it's here. Not that I'm smarter than them, I'm not, but it's here. And they've tried, and they can't do that because that vision was given to me. Because I don't want to own it. I said, I will, and I showed them financial report. You'll make $3 billion your first year. I want your investors to make some money. I know you're into that. These people love money. You understand? You got to understand. Hedge fund, they love money. They eat, sleep, and live money. That's why they got to drink Maalox. It's just crazy. It'll drive you crazy, man. I mean, it's amazing trying to make that money. What about this? What about that? You know, and what's the difference between a man my age and young people? Well, people my age, we buy gold and silver, and young people buy Bitcoin. Yeah, you know, it's 6 months we haven't done that. I prefer to have the gold, because what is Bitcoin? What's backing Bitcoin? And I understand digital currency, don't misunderstand, but I like something I can bite. You know, like the pirates. That's real gold. You see what I'm saying? And when it all falls, and if the dollar fails, and that can happen, it all going to durable goods. Own some diamonds, gold, silver, precious metals, because it's coming to that. You know what a piece of eight is? When they said the pieces of eight, that was a piece of gold, and they pinch off a piece. Because gold's real soft when it's 24 karat. And that's how you paid people. They call pieces of eight. Before they really started really building what I call really nice coins. So vision moments come when our best powers are tuned and alert to quick response. And I caught that, and boy, that went in me like a shotgun. But what captured me was the vision moment. See, you know why? Vision, write this down, is the raw material for greatness. You could say partnership is the raw material for grace, for greatness. Vision or partnership is the raw material for greatness. It is designed to shape and hold destiny in your hands. See, because if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. Let me say it again. Vision is the raw material for greatness. It is designed to shape and hold destiny in your hands. See, I know what's in my hand. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded. Richard, you can't change my mind. Why? Because it's in raw form, and it's destiny in its greatest form, destiny. And then all I got to do is put destination to it. See, so when you understand that, then you understand vision as a raw material for greatness. Yeah. It's designed to shape and hold destiny in your hands. See, I know what I'm going to do, Don. I know. I quit believing years ago. I don't like that believing stuff. I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing. I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing, I'm believing. I'm confessing, I'm believing. I think I'm believing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get this crazy thing to work. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, past tense, and I'm persuaded. Now, you can't change my mind. I'm like a pit bull dog. I bite down, you got to beat me in the head with a baseball bat. It just don't matter. You're not going to do that. Because I know what God told me to do. And you know, I've been offered some wonderful things. Oh, God. You know, if you do this, I'm talking big money. Oh, I'll give you a prime example. I have a book called Close Encounters of the God Kind. I've had two directors and two producers, Gary, trying to do movies on my book. But you see, the problem, sweetheart, is they want total rights. Mm-hmm. No. I don't give total rights on nothing. Not even Kathy's got total rights. No. And they said, do you know you're turning down millions? I said, you see me blink? Because, see, they're going to add something to it that's not right. And then I have to call it a lie? Now, I understand you're trying to make a movie. I understand how all that works. You know what I mean? I've been in the arts. I was a rock musician. I've been around that kind of stuff. I know what's going on. But, yeah, but you make so much money. Yeah. Yeah. Been there. Done that. Vision will give you courage. It gives you courage to stand up for what's right.
Your vision should trample all moods and all feelings, because the great thoughts of God are impossibilities. I'm not moved by what I feel, I'm moved by what I believe. Now I'm gonna tell you something, we got things to do. You better know how to run.
God's gonna say, go. When it's moving, I see the vision get bigger and better, and you will complete it.
I'm so excited about this year's Visionary Conference. It's right around the corner. It begins on Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Listen, God is calling you to do something great, and it's time to make it happen. That's why you can't miss this year's Visionary Conference. Again, it's Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., Friday morning, July the 12th at 10 a.m., and Friday night at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome. Look at this. Registration and admission are totally free. We never charge. Go to jdm.org for all the details, all the information, and come. I'm telling you, it will change your life. We're also offering a powerful book as our June product offer, and this is called Distortion, The Vanity of Genetically Altered Christianity. This book is right on time, ladies and gentlemen. Satan is at it trying to distort the Word of God, and I don't care what he says. It'll have no effect in your life if you understand how the Word of God works. But this book is going to help you see, believe, and know the unadulterated true power of God's Word. It's one of the best books I ever wrote in my life. To get a copy, just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. I'm telling you, I love that book, and I've wrote a lot of books, but that one's really special to me, and it'll give you some revelation. Praise the Lord. Pardon us, I can't thank you enough for all you do for this ministry. 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel without a financial deficit. Now, you know what I'm about ready to say. Why? I trust you, and you trust me, and we both trust God. I mean, everybody laughs when I say it here in the studio, but it's a fact. I mean, it's such a blessing of the Lord to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. I can't do it without you. You know, I wish all this television time was free. I wish all that other stuff was free, but it's not, and that's okay. That's what people are in business for. I understand that. But I'm telling you one thing. Thank you for your faithful financial support. People say, when are you going to retire? Don't look like I ever will. Every time I get close, my God, I'm finishing up, God just loads me up with more projects. Right now, we got a $20 million project waiting on our table. It's just amazing. I said, are there others to come, Lord? Yeah. And I said, well, I'm about the Father's business. So thank you for supporting this ministry. Nothing too small and nothing too big. And the hundredfold anointing of increase, it's on my life. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on me. And I want it on you. So thank you for giving today. If you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I believe you'll be blessed of the Lord. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I mean that sincerely. Now, next week, we're coming back with part two of the panoramic view of the vision. You enjoyed part one? Part two is even better. I mean, it's revelation knowledge. It's about time things start happening. Don't you agree? It's about time that what you're believing for, you should have. Why not? That's the word of the living God. So don't miss next week. The panoramic view of the vision, part two, coming next week. Jesse Plant saying thank you. And thank you, partners, for what you do for this ministry. See you next week. Bye-bye. Think of that. That's the words of Jesus. See, Jesse Plant's ministry has one driving passion. One thing we ask in Jesus' name: to be empowered and equipped above and beyond to effectively share God's message of salvation with the entire world. We want everyone to have an opportunity to know the real Jesus, approachable, personable, compassionate, and full of joy. That's the truth that we put on full display and invite countless others to know for themselves. We know he'll do everything and more. Why? Because we believe it, leading us to do the impossible for his glory. God called me to go. He said, go ye and I go. And sent people to link up in faith with the vision. That's you sending me to do the work. We are running further and faster than ever, infused with supernatural energy, shining the light of the gospel, seizing every divine opportunity. We're advancing and cutting through barriers to reach people right where they are.
What shall I do for thee? Ask God for something unbelievable, something impossible. And you know what God will do? He'll walk off that throne and go get that thing for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this month's partner offer. It's entitled, How to Get to the End. The end of what? The end of everything. Listen, there is so much deception everywhere. The gospel must be preached to the world for a witness because Jesus is coming. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, He that endureth to the end shall be saved. This teaching is full of wisdom and encouragement. It's going to strengthen you to endure to the end. Get your copy at jdm.org today.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Do you realize that God wants you to thrive, prosper, and achieve everything He's called you to do? Well, in my book, Suited for Success, I'm going to show you how to be fully equipped with all the essentials that you need to live a victorious and prosperous life. Your victory has already been settled. You can and will accomplish every dream God put in your heart. Suited for Success. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
My faith is not a risk, it's a relief. It's just so wonderful to believe in stuff you can't see, because if you can't see it, neither can the devil. The evidence of faith is not seen. Satan is not a faith devil, he's a flesh devil. He goes by what he sees. When he tempts Jesus, he said, turn that rock into bread. He's pointing to something he can see because he can't believe by faith. He lost all that. Are you hearing me? We must prophesy to our unreached possibilities.